We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello and welcome to the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Show. We're talking Wednesday's six-game Champions League slate at DraftKings. I'm Adam Zadroik, joined by Luis Pacheco. First, are you looking for NFTs that are both fun and of actual utility? Try SoRare, the largest NFT-based fantasy game. You can collect, trade, compete with officially licensed digital cards of soccer players from over 180 clubs on SoRare. That's SoRare.com. Luis, so we just got done talking Tuesday's slate, and so the big difference between these slates, I guess outside of the fact that, you know, we're doing this before press conferences come out, so we're not going to know some of the injuries that happened over the weekend, we're not going to know some of the new injuries, some of the players not traveling, so besides that, we have Real Madrid are a pretty sizable favorite on the slate here, so they're implied goal total is almost 2.5, and that is probably the biggest thing on the slate that you're going to have to decide. Everyone's going to have to decide if you want the Real Madrid players or not. And secondly, I think more so than Tuesday's slate, so Liverpool have nothing to play for, and it looks like there's a chance, you know, guys like Nico Williams could start. Looks like Minamino could start. Salah may not be starting. So we're going to have some to make some decisions come Wednesday at, hour and a half for the match here.
Yeah. My decision to hate Klopp from now on is pens from tomorrow. So, because if you have a clown car against Porto, we need the points. I'm going to freaking hate him. But anyhow. His job is done, so he can do what he can do. So Benzema, Vinicius Jr., last match against Tiraspol, I think they scored only one goal, they lost. But Benzema scored 25 points and Vinicius 18. That's one goal. In Sheriff is the weakest team. Inter put like a ton of shots. I think it was 25, 30 shots last time. They're expensive, but, you know, nobody has the upside that Benzema and Vinicius have. So they're going to play most of the game too, since Real Madrid actually needs the points. And not only needs the points, I think they need the goals too. So because it doesn't matter if you're going to get first or second, but for Real Madrid, it's a big deal. I mean, it's a big deal in Champions League to finish first or second. You get a lot of different rivals. You don't have to play, Bayern Munich for once. So I will say, you know, if you want to play both of them, you can. It's going to be hard because there's not many deals around. I mean, the Sporting Lisbon guys are no longer cheap. Atletico Madrid is a little bit cheap, but Atletico Madrid comes with the caveat that there's a lot of, you know, Lemar is back, Marco Llorente is back, Griezmann's not suspended, so most of these guys not going to play 90. So it's up to you. Then it's Manchester City, PSG, anything can happen there. for those salaries, I let them beat me in cash. I'd rather go play Real Madrid. What do you think?
Yeah, so it's almost like what we have with Benzema and Vinicius here. It's almost like a Bayern Munich kind of slate with Lewandowski. So, you know, these guys already had a huge floor in the prior meeting. And if you don't use them, there's a chance, you know, this game, Real Madrid get 3-4 goals. Those guys are both involved in 2 or 3 goals. And if you don't go that route, you're automatically done just because those guys each, you know, they hit near 30 points, that kind of thing. So that's the kind of risk that you're dealing with. You have to decide if you want to hope that Real Madrid get one goal, maybe hope that maybe they get 2 goals and hopefully it comes from somewhere else. But I mean, from what we've seen with Sheriff Tiraspol here, they're going to allow a ton of opportunities. So like Real Madrid, they're going to have 20 shots. Like the shots are going to be there. Vinicius, he's going to have a floor, 10-plus floor. Benzema, he's going to have a ton of shots. So, like, these guys are going to get numbers. It just depends if they're going to be involved in the score sheet. So, I mean, as usual, you know, it's a personal preference. Do you want to spend on those guys and then probably have to punt on at least one other position? Or do you want to spend down on, like you said, the Atletico Madrid guys and then that you – and then you run into the position where, you know, that match is 0-0 and those teams combine for 10 shots or something like that. So,
yeah. And also I think, you know, like, because everything else, like, well, you can go Manchester City guys or PSG. They usually are not as pricey at Real Madrid, but they play each other this time. So they are playing Bruges or they're playing even Leipzig. So that's not much there. I mean, unless, you know, do you think like Neymar or Messi or Mbappe, any of them can have a 20 points match, but can they, I mean, can be anyone. Same with Foden or Mahrez and they get replaced. I mean, practically Manchester City and PSG are in the second, they're qualified. I mean, you have to be at the back or for those teams to not go. I mean, obviously PSG needs some points because, you know, the last match is against Leipzig, I think, I don't know, but you know, overall, those teams are pretty much stable. I mean, Liverpool have obviously, hopefully, we have Nico Williams, good play at that price. You know, we'll see what else is going on. And then, but no one else has the upside. I mean, you can say, well, Salah always scored 2-3 goals against Porto, and it's possible, but Salah is expensive as Benzema and Vinicius Jr., so you don't get much of a break there.
I think if Liverpool actually had something to play for and that this match mattered, like they'd have the same odds as Real Madrid. So like that's put into the line there. Like they're like that has a low implied total there, and they're behind Atletico Madrid, Manchester City, Real Madrid in terms of winning odds. So like I just don't know why you play. You know, it depends who starts. Even if Salah starts, I just wouldn't play him just at that price. But hey, GPP, whatever, you know. But I don't know. They are at home, but
yeah. Also, it is a matter of Real Madrid have concentrated shots in those two players. You know, I mean, Hazard is not playing. It's probably going to be. I seen Lucas Vazquez playing as a right winger, so that means that. I mean, Lucas Vazquez is just a helping defense. He's going to, you know, cross the ball while Vinicius is the shooter. So Cruz has some upside as a long distance shooter, but he's not that guy. I mean, especially, you know, with Real Madrid being in possession all the time. So I feel that, you know, Vinicius and Benzema, I mean, it's a lot of money. You might have to sacrifice Cruz, I guess, unless you get some very cheap defenders, which you could. I mean, I see Bersalico, my star, which is 3.1. I see, you know, Neco Williams. Chimikas is not cheap. I might not even play him if he starts, which I guess he does because Robertson is injured. But, you know, we'll see. I think those two Real Madrid guys are going to be popular, GPP and cash. You know, it's like the Lewandowski slates. I mean, sadly, they could have moved this game early, but they didn't. So,
yeah.
With Bayern, Real Madrid were early. Like, it's just ridiculous to get these games here. But, you know, it's like in National Week, they put San Marino, England in one of the slates. So, it's just not fun.
Yeah, so this Man City PSG match, it seems like all these guys are too expensive. Like, in a match, it's going to be maybe Man City will, you know, they'll have. Well, actually, as I say this, I'm just looking at Mahrez's stats from that first meeting. He had a floor of 26 points, but maybe I spoke too soon here. Maybe these Man City guys do have a huge floor. Still, I would not look at the PSG guys. You know, Messi got that goal in that first meeting. He had a floor of like 5 points. Like, Man City will have 55% of the possession, which they did in the first meeting. So I'm just looking at the first meeting between those teams. Man City took 10 corners, 18 shots, 14 chances created. PSG, 6 shots. Expected goals of 0.46, even though they won 2-0. So, yeah, I mean, there is a world in which, you know, you actually stack some of those Man City guys, because De Bruyne, he is out with COVID. I mean, you could look at Mahrez. We'll see if Foden starts. We'll see. Maybe Jesus is up there. Sterling looked good over the weekend. Gundogan is always in there for set pieces. There's a world in which you get two of those guys and, you know, Man City just looking for revenge, and they just keep going and attack similar to that first meeting. And then Mahrez is up there with the 20-plus point floor again. I don't know. Yeah. I guess that's a possibility here that I was overlooking originally.
Yes. I mean, I understand all those points. You know, so it just feels that, you know, you need goals here. I mean, it's Real Madrid playing in a match that Inter, you scored 3 goals on 25 shots. So, you know, Mahrez is great, but, you know, PSG might not be the defense juggernaut. He has some floor, but I don't know. I just feel that it feels that, I mean, it's not like he was like 3,000 cheaper than Vinicius, I'll take it, but it's not even like 1,000. So, yeah, I see it. I mean, if you're not playing the Real Madrid guys, it is an argument for playing everybody else. I mean, Mbappe 7.8 seems good play, but it's against Man City. I don't like to play against Manchester City. They dominate possession. You know, Messi and Neymar, with all the traveling to Latin America for the qualifiers and back, I don't think, you know, the team is well put together yet to see what we need to see. So I don't know. I'd rather, you know, if they're going to beat me, so be it. And then everybody else is just a matter of decisions, right? Like, in Kunku, 8.9 seems expensive to me with no set pieces. I like Atletico Madrid. I like Griezmann. He took some corners. I'm not sure if he's gonna keep taking corners. Atletico needs to win. So Atletico's in the same position as Sevilla, more or less, you know, not as dire, but I mean, if Porto wins or gets some points in England, you know, the last game, Porto Atletico, is going to define who's going to the next round. So Atletico needs, I mean, no matter what, he needs to win both matches. So Milan doesn't have much to play, but still a team that is probably going to have their best team in here. You know, so Griezmann at 7.2 is not bad. I don't know. Latin doesn't seem bad. I mean, Atletico have problems scoring goals. I don't know. If you like anyone else, I mean, there's all these guys that are cheap, like, you know, Charles de Cata there, but 5.7 is not cheap enough to entice me, right? Like Bruges or Sebastian Thiel or Frank Castaneda, right? Those guys are, I mean, Castaneda is 3.7, but my God, I mean, that does.
I think the obvious value here is Malin for Borussia Dortmund here, 4,800 starting forward for Erling Haaland. He scored this past weekend. You know, he's not the same player, but you know, he's starting up front for Dortmund, and basically Dortmund they can't lose this match, really. They're tied with Lisbon right now on the table. So, I mean, there's a world in which, I don't know, I guess both these teams are going to be playing for the win here because they're both on six. I guess I don't know who plays Besiktas next, but I guess Borussia Dortmund probably play Besiktas in their next one. So I guess that helps.
Dortmund guys seems a decent price. I mean, I never play Rice anymore just because he's just here a miss and the price, but definitely Malin at 4.8 is not bad place. For me, I was thinking I was going to do Real Madrid at forward, and I just have Carrasco at midfield, which is 4.5, which is a decent price. But, you know, we can talk about midfielders. I mean, there's it's Pedro Pote or Pedro Gonçalves at the most expensive one, 8.6. He's been great, but it's not the same playing against Dortmund than playing against, you know, Besiktas, right? So, I like the player. I think the price is fair, but for this lay, I'm gonna pass.
I don't know if the price is fair. That seems like an extreme amount just because he had two good matches against Besiktas.
True. Yeah, you're right. It's fair against Besiktas, but yeah, definitely overpriced. You're right about that. Cruz is decent price, but I feel Cruz is kind of like Kimmich a little bit here. It's like, if Real Madrid is behind, he's going to have a good game because they're going to have to cross to the box and they're going to have a lot of set pieces, right? But if Real Madrid scores early, I mean, does he really need to be involved? So for 7.5, he feels that, you know, I like Cruz. He will be in my lineup if I didn't have to spend 10,000+ in each one of Benzema and Vinicius Jr. But, you know, and then... the only ones midfielder I'm looking at the forwards is supposed to start. I'm not sure. 5.9. I think he takes the set pieces on Jesse's mark or Leipzig. Angelino might start too. So, you know, just take that in consideration. I think forward at 5.9 against Bruges is a good price.
I think the one guy who could be more popular than we expect here is just because of Real Madrid being a favorite is Casemiro. He's 4,000. So we were just talking about Jorginho, you know, kind of similar. Of course, Casemiro is not on PKs, but Jorginho was, he was 6,300 for Tuesday's slate.
Yeah.
Casemiro, 4,000. Like, these guys have pretty much the same floors, but Real Madrid are a huge favorite. And like, he's a guy I think that will just be looked at for the people using Vinicius and Benzema. Just at 4,000 for Real Madrid, like, random goal, why not?
Yeah, Casemiro have a lot of goal equity. Like, you know, people, I mean, I know people realize this, but with Sergio Ramos gone, he's kind of like the tallest player. So for all the set pieces, he's always involved, and he has scored some goals. So I don't mind Casemiro. You're right about that. I look at all midfielders. I mean, I think Tonali at 5.1 seems good for Milan. I mean, Atletico is not a lockdown team, and you know, he's taking the majority of set pieces for Milan, have decent headers like Zlatan, so he's a guy that for 5,000 can give you value. Porto guys, I don't know. I mean, it's really Liverpool is going to be a B team altogether. Well, you can think about Sergio Oliveira or Otavio at those prices. For me, my favorite play, I think, is Carrasco 4.5. Just he took some corners. I mean, he doesn't take corners all the time, but he's in decent form. And he doesn't have like a natural replacement. I mean, sometimes they put Renan Lodi, but what they do is they take out Mario Hermoso, which is the third center back. So I feel Carrasco is being fundamental for us. Have a great game this weekend as well. And having not monopoly, but he's taking a lot of corner, even with Thomas Lemar in the team back. So for 4.5, you have a guy that, you know, the must win matchup. Then is, you know, I don't know what is the average points. I don't have it in here, but I know it's been probably over 8-9 points. So, you know, something that for 4 points gives you value, has some upside, and is a price, and I'd be willing to pay. So,
Yeah, so Carrasco has a funny, pretty funny game log. So he probably won't be overly popular just because of his numbers in Champions League this season. But just looking on the RotoWire page here, so he has three matches in which he's scored more than 20 fantasy points at DraftKings. One was this past weekend when she took five corners. But otherwise, yeah, he hasn't had more than 8.2 fantasy points in any other match. So it's kind of like a boom or bust situation. Are you considering him for cash? Like, he is cheap, but you know, set pieces aren't there. Do you think he's worth it there?
I think so. I think a 4.5 can definitely take a swing. As you mentioned, you could get Casemiro 4,000. Atletico, obviously, set pieces is a little bit complicated, but we know he has some equity there. If you see the numbers, if you get like 6-8 points, it's not going to hurt you, right? So it's a matter of I feel that playing at home, Atletico is the second biggest favorite, right? Behind Real Madrid, I think.
Behind Manchester, they're about even with Manchester City.
Okay. Yeah, wow. Manchester City is a big favorite. It's amazing against PSG. So, yeah, so it's kind of like, Milan doesn't have much to play. Maybe they just bring the puppies and, it depends on Sarri. But I think for 4.5 in cash, someone that definitely going to have some set pieces and he's going to play, a decent amount of time because of the level he is. Joe Felix is out. So there's not a natural replacement for him anymore. So I just feel that, he's going to go full 90, more probable. He might not have all the set pieces, but he has some, and he has some goal upside. So for me, cash, I think, for that price, it's a decent bet. So, I don't see many, no-brainers here, especially in a slate when, Real Madrid plays Sheriff Tiraspol, but I feel good about it. I don't know if anyone else.
I was going to say Milan gave up 4 goals at Fiorentina over the weekend. So, if that's happening and then they have nothing to play for, that's definitely an advantage for Atletico there.
Yeah, it's amazing. Since they lost Maignan, since he got injured, Tataruciano has been a disaster. They have a lot of problems in defense now. So, not Atletico is a big scoring team, but, we definitely need the win. So it's not a matter of So in any scenario, Atletico needs to keep pushing, to keep the score going. So
I think Noah Lang is an option too for Bruges. 4,300 there. He's fine. His price is down there because he hasn't made the score sheet like some of his teammates yet. But he's been okay. He'll get some crosses and he'll get some shots. He had 6 shots against PSG earlier in the season. He had a floor of 7.9 in the first game against Leipzig. And, I think that game's going to be, it's going to be a bit up and down just because of the situation for these teams. I guess it's kind of Leipzig need to win if they want a chance at that Europa League spot. And that's kind of what they're playing for. So they're probably just going to go all out, really. That's how they play in general, but throw in the situation and probably could be more goals than could be a match where there's a bunch of goals. So,
yeah, no, I'm with you. I like Nolan. I don't mind Salas's maker or Star makers. I don't know how to say it. Milan guy. Mm-hmm. He's a decent winger for the price. I'm not afraid of Atletico defense anymore. Marco Verratti is a decent player. He has good points, but it's against Man City, so Rodri scored a screamer this weekend, right? But Rodri is the guy that sometimes has good matches, but I feel that you can go to Casemiro and you can go Carrasco, Nolan, Carrasco. Those guys seems good to me. I'll try to get a Cruz if I can. I like Forsberg for the price, and then everything else is just a matter of, Leipzig Leipzig have very no chance to qualify to Champions League, but they can go to Europa, right? So I guess they will try to.
Yeah, and that's all they're playing for, really. It seems like the obvious strategy here is, which is what we've covered here. So you get the two Real Madrid guys, and then you throw in these cheaper midfielders like Casemiro, like Carrasco, and like you're on your way to a pretty good lineup. So that's probably going to be a pretty popular move there. So, you know, maybe don't listen to us for GPPs, but it seems like the cash move to go here.
Yeah, for GPP, play Messi and Neymar. Who could have thought that, right? yeah, that's what I think. I think like the forward expensive, especially Real Madrid guys, you want it. I mean, it's just a matter of like, I mean, it's not a matter of when or if, it's just going to happen. So just have to, I mean, if it doesn't happen, obviously for GPP, go somewhere else. And if they don't do well, you probably are going to win, but you have to be right in the other two. So is it going to be Mahrez and Messi? Or is it going to be Mbappe and Neymar? Is it going to be Malen, Royce? We don't know. Paulinho? Who knows?
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events, the list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
For defense, right? So Cancelo is more expensive. He's looking great, but I won't play Cancelo. I like Angelino the best if he starts. You know, 5.2.
5.7.
5.7, sorry. Yeah, got it. And then Guerrero is supposed to start. He might take some corners. I mean, there's a Neco Williams at 4.5 is decent. He always does well. I mean, it's not Alexander Arnold, but doesn't have the 7,000 price tag. So for 4.5, I feel it's going to be Milner on right back just because I feel that Klopp rather give Milner another Champions League match than to Neco Williams. I don't know how much.
Milner is, well, he is coming off an injury, so, but he's 4.6 as a midfielder.
A guy you can put in the pile there with Carrasco, right? So,
yeah.
What else?
I originally looked at Angelino, and so I'm just looking at just recent matches. Like, he's taken one set piece last three matches. He didn't take any last match because Forsberg and Schoberlai took some. So,
sorry for interrupting. When Szoboszlai takes everything, I think everybody they trust him to. He have a good, good set piece taker like Çalhanoğlu, right?
But he has the upside, but it's just not the same floor as previous seasons, what we're used to, I guess. So,
I agree. But for 5.2, he's not 7, so that helps.
Yeah.
I like Pedro Porro at 4.3. I think this decent play. And then you go to the bottom, right? Like, I'm not, I doubt that Bersalico is going to start, but it's on the lineup sheet. So for 3.1, you get a wing back. He always does well. Atletico needs him.
You think Lodi is going to start instead?
Oh, I think it's going to be Llorente at right back. It's going to do the Marcos Llorente at right wing back. And I don't know. I feel that Simeone doesn't trust Bersalico enough. I mean, to play him in these kind of matches. We'll see, because Llorente just come for injury, so you just have first match. So we'll see. But if he starts for 3.1, I think no brainer there in your lineup. At the bottom, I'm going to feel dirty saying this, but Sebastián Coates has been great. He's like kind of like going through all the corners. He had a goal last time, and I played him when he was 3,000, and he scored like 6 points. So it seems, you know, if you need money, which I feel the people is going to need money, you can go to these center backs. I mean, it's still expensive, 3.4, but, you know. I like him. I think he going to corners, kind of like flicking the ball, everything like that. I think he's an integral part of the set pieces, to put it this way. You know, like they do this corner that they cross to the first post, and then the first post kind of like flick it back. He's always part of the play. So I don't know.
So would you take him just because of the upside over like Stones, who has a better clean sheet chance, Van Dijk, better clean sheet, just those guys that are, you know, playing at home? More likely for a clean sheet, but maybe they aren't in the box as much on set pieces.
I would honestly. I mean, I'm considering, like, because of the way that my lineups is, if I want Benzema, Vinicius, and Cruz, I'm gonna have to go deep down here. You know, I'm even looking at Mario Hermoso because he's 2.5. So home, decent clean sheet odds, not much outside, obviously. So it's a matter of, like, I feel that, you know, if Bersalico plays, it's great. You know, you have people's going to have, like, a one first, like, free square there. And then I like, obviously, Pedro Porro, that price is decent. Everybody else, you know, I mean, Angelino I like for the price, Chivicas, Nico Williams is decent, Guerrero.
You know, like Carvajal or Mendy there for Real Madrid?
Those are not bad either. I just, like, I felt that for the price, it's tough to have them, right? Like, Carvajal is almost as – Carvajal is 5.3 and Mendy is 4.6.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, those guys, they're priced up because they're big favorites, but they also don't have that same upside as, you know, Benzema or Vinicius has. So that's, you know, that's something to consider. Maybe they'll get the win and clean sheet, but maybe they'll also get three crosses and have a floor of 4 points. So,
I mean, I don't know, like, it's, the Bruges guy, Clinton Mata, might be a good play. I mean, I don't know. I mean, just I feel that, you know, Mendy is great. Carvajal, they have some, obviously, a lot of upside. But for the price, it's just hard to justify just for floors, right? So you'd rather go, I mean, if even your cash lineup, you hear you're looking for goals. So if it's just going to be tough to play anyone else over 4,000, I feel.
Yeah. So, I mean, even if you don't even think Angelino is going to get any set pieces, you go on the other side, Mukiele. For Leipzig, he's 4,800. He doesn't have the same upside as Angelino, but just for cash games, like, he's the cheaper version of Angelino, and he's an okay option, I guess.
Yeah, it is okay. I think. I mean, it's just a matter of salary, right? Like, it depends what you have elsewhere. I don't know. I mean, I'm probably gonna go. Yeah, if you can, Pedro Porro is good. If you can, I like just not much else, right? So,
yeah, there's like a set range here of, you know, 5,000 and above about guys, and then you're going to have your Nico Williams if he starts, or, you know, these guys that aren't regulars that are starting, your Versalcos. You're going to have these guys that are highly owned, and it just depends who starts, really. And again, we're talking on Monday, so this is more than 2 days ahead of Wednesday's slate when these games start. So we don't really know how these teams are going to look. And then we don't know Liverpool have nothing to play for. So, you know, we'll see with that. Like I didn't mention earlier, but Oxlade-Chamberlain is 4.6. He could start again. He's not, I wouldn't say he's a great option, but he's 4.6. Liverpool are home. So, you know, he's fine. He's an option that he could score, but it's just these guys that when we get into these later stages in the group matches that we can't really project some of these lineups just because we don't know what the managers are going to do. We don't know how much they care about these games, that kind of thing. So,
right. Yeah, we don't know. So, yeah. All right, man. And then, obviously, goalkeeper, you know, Sheriff guy. And if you had the money, I mean, I would play the Sheriff guy no matter what. So
you're playing him even with Benzema and Vinicius just because he's gonna get so many shots.
I mean, it's just a matter of, like, you know, let's look at the logs, right?
So, he had 10 saves. He had 10 saves the last time they played.
Yeah, and he won the match, right? It was like a 25 point something crazy like that.
Yeah, 23.
So. It's like against Shakhtar, 16 points, against Real Madrid, 24 points, Inter only 4.5, but 4.5, I mean,
three allowed, five saves.
Yeah, it's not good, obviously, but I mean, what are
they? It's not terrible.
I mean, Keylor Navas was amazing against Manchester City, right? I remember not when it was Donnarumma, I guess. Donnarumma was some of them. But, yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, if you have money, I mean, you can start thinking, oh, I can play this guy because he's well-priced. I just have no idea. I mean, I have no idea who is that besides, I mean, Manchester City, PSG, I won't play any of the goalies there. I won't play Oblak. Every matchup is tough. So I just, to be not, I mean, Courtois, Sheriff always scores a goal. I know it's not very scientific what I'm saying, but they have scored goals in every match. So you get Courtois and, you know, like you get 3 points, you're going to be screwed for 5,000-6,000. So.
I definitely won't get Courtois just because, like, Sheriff have these goals, but they also, you know, they score from two or three shots in a match. Like, Courtois is going to get maybe one save, two save opportunities, like, the entire match. So, like, you're paying up for the win and clean sheet, which I would not pay up for just because of the situation and just because the last time these guys played. It's just too expensive, I think.
I agree. So let's go, Sheriff. I'm gonna be rooting for a shootout of goals and saves.
Yeah, I look at Sheriff. Let's pronounce this guy's name here. Athanasiadis. There we go.
It's all right. That sounds good to me. Athanasiadis. Yeah, Athanasiadis sounds good.
Perfect. Yeah, so him and probably PSG is what I would look at. I don't know. Otherwise, I wouldn't go against – I don't know. Maybe you do go against Liverpool at home. I don't know.
Don't want Milan. I don't mind that one, but
– I don't – yeah.
He just scored this weekend, so, you know how that goes.
Yeah.
Guys are careful. They get very little playing time. You know, it's they go out and they just want to score. So
I would avoid the goalkeepers for Sporting Lisbon against Dortmund and then Bruges against Leipzig. I would avoid those goalkeepers. I just think that there's going to be goals in those matches.
Yeah,
and they're just in that mid-range price, which, you know, you just don't want to deal with, really.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like the extra 1,000 that you get for a middle of the road goalkeeper instead of Anastasiadis is just not worth it. You'd rather spend that money going from a center back to a full back or to going from Malin to Cruz or something like that. I just feel that money is better spent on other positions. So.
Yeah. So if you faded Benzema and Vinicius here, what matchup would you look at instead if you're going to fade that Real Madrid match?
I will, my heart won't let me not play one Messi lineup. So it's just, I think Manchester City PSG is a game to go just because of the talent. As you mentioned before, Kevin De Bruyne is out. Maybe Foden doesn't start. Maybe it's a Sterling and Jesus. In that case, Mahrez is enticing. Neymar is pretty angry after they get subbed enough pretty early last match when they recorded Keylor Navas, right?
He's so, always angry.
Yeah. So Neymar, I mean, Neymar and Messi at those prices just let you do so much, right? Like you can take those guys at 7,000-8,000 and, you know, you have, I mean, PSG still need points and, you know, Ped might not need it as much. So I don't know. Like I for me, it feels that I will have a Neymar and Messi or Messi and Mbappe or and Mahrez if I'm not going to Real Madrid. I'm definitely, I mean, I like Atletico, but Atletico is not the same as PSG, right? So.
Cool. Yeah. So someone's asking us here if Sheriff could actually qualify here, and that is correct. They have something to play for. So Real Madrid are 9 points, Inter Milan are in 7 points, and Sheriff are in 6 points. So how much does that matter in this case? Like what is their goal going to be here? Like we've seen them play these matches. They play off the counter. They allow a ton of shots. Like, is it matter that they could actually qualify? Like, it's not going to change the way they play, really, right?
I mean, it's just nothing to change. I mean, not like Sheriff. I mean, Sheriff can try as hard as they can, but that's all they have. Right. So, I mean, they don't have any more players. Those are the guys they have, and they play really hard. I mean, I love them. They're a good team. I mean, they always score goals, and if it wasn't, Sebastian Thiel is a great player. I mean, he's been great. I read the article that Bob, I forgot his name. He writes about soccer all the time. He went to Tiraspol to talk about the team, and most of these guys are just, bankroll by an arms dealer that owns the team, and they were looking for a break. Say, hey, this is my, I was playing in this league, second division Romania, second division Germany, Spain, Peru. The guy said, well, now people is looking at us, and we can move to another team in December. So motivation is always there for the players, right? For the team, I don't know. I mean, it's just, I mean, what more motivation they need than play Real Madrid in Champions League? I don't think nobody else needs any motivation. So it's just, I'm not sure like they can change anything. Like they're going to play as hard as they can, but is that going to be enough? Well, it was in Madrid, and, it's soccer, 11 against 11, and not always the strongest win, but, in this case, the odds are really unbalanced. So.
Yeah, just looking at that, I guess we kind of skipped over the Sheriff guys, but they're all, as expected, they're all, sub 5,000. So, there's a situation which you go with those Real Madrid guys, but then you also take maybe one of the of these Sheriff guys. Like Thiel is 4.9, Adama Traore 4.2, Castaneda 3.7, defender Cristiano 3.5. Like if this match does go 3-2 and you're getting a goal or assist from these Sheriff guys, like that's a winning lineup right there. So
that's really nice. Yep, I agree.
So yeah, it just seems like there's a lot of options to use in the sub 5K range. And, you know, that's just how it goes. That's why you have the two super expensive guys, and then you have the low end guys. The thing is, you just got to pick the correct low end guys, and that's always the hard thing. But you always got to get that Jorginho or Vidal to get the defensive midfield goal. You got to get the center back goal or the fullback who gets 20 crosses, that kind of thing. But
well, the goalkeeper with 20 points, stuff like that.
Yes, yeah, thank you. Yeah. All right, I think that's it. We talked about Real Madrid, and I think that's what everyone wanted. So,
hey, happy Thanksgiving to you. Hopefully, you know, we can celebrate full of money.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving to you. Celebrate with money. That's of course the people in the States. I guess. Yeah, I don't even know. They don't even play DraftKings over in Europe. So I guess we are only talking to people in the States. So there you go.
I know they canceled Australia the last month. I know.
Yeah, yeah. When I was in Spain, I couldn't even open the app. So
yeah.
There you go. Yeah, if you have any questions for us, I am at RotoZadroik and Luis is at Pache Goal on Twitter. You can find us in the RotoWire Discord. If you're a subscriber, go to rotowire.com/chat to become a subscriber. rotowire.com/soccer trial for free 10-day trial. No credit card required. You get everything available at RotoWire, including the cheat sheets that I've had up this entire YouTube show. Make sure to like the videos, and wherever you're listening, subscribe, please. Luis wants you to do that. But otherwise, good luck Wednesday. Good luck Tuesday. Good luck at Thanksgiving. And then we will be back for a couple more podcasts this week. But anyways, again, thanks, Luis. And we'll see you for the final round of Champions League.
Take care, Alan. Good luck, everybody.